Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... That's right. Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 13th day of June, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 70 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 74 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And a pretty nice day from what I can see. And it's going to cool down for the weekend. This is like three weekends in a row. It's rain, and I mean, just get warm and cold for the weekend. Isn't that just the way of things? Anyway, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Project to boost Texas oil exports to get more federal funds. And boy, we're going to talk about this when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, project to boost oil, Texas oil exports to get more federal funds, as we're paying $3.25. You know, the price of oil went down about $5, and it's been that way for about 3 weeks. Have you seen the gas go down? Have you? You know that supply and demand thing they keep telling us about? Horse poo-poo. This is from Houston Chronicle. Millions of dollars in additional federal money may soon flow to the port of Corpus Christi. Christie's project to widen and deepen its ship channel to allow tankers to leave the port with larger loads of crude from Texas oil fields. As we pay $3, well, I'm paying $3.25, or they're paying $5 down in California and in New York. Oh, but man, let's take some of our tax dollars and let's get more of it running, get more of our resource out of here quicker, because that's what it's all about, people. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said another $23 million has been added to the Corps' 2018 work plan for the Port of Corpus Christi's ongoing $327 million channel deepening project. How about the son of a bitch is stealing our oil and shipping it out of this country? Wholesale. I mean, they're not even paying wholesale. Goddamn, we're only getting $15 a barrel for our goddamn $65 a barrel right now oil. $327 million. Just, well, let's take it out of the taxpayers' money. Let's give these goddamn oil barons just a little more because they need it. We can get our oil out of here. That's what our goal is in this country, right? To get all of our natural resources out of here and sold off as cheaply and as quickly as we can, well before the people realize what's going on. The project is important to the state's oil industry. You know, all four of them. All four of the people getting all the money for the goddamn oil that belongs to all of us, which is producing record amounts of crude and exporting an increasing share of it. In 2017, the Port of Corpus Christi exported over 300,000 barrels of crude oil a day, an increase more than triple the 83,500 barrels a day exported in 2016. Yeah, I mean, we told you this was happening. You people, when they go in, your natural resources are just going out of this country and the people are getting poorer and poorer and poorer. What the hell do you think's going on? Is there a learning curve here? Because I don't see it. The project, when completed, would allow the port to bring in and fully load cargo crude oil tankers, further boosting the port's status as a leading crude oil exporter. That's what you want to do. If you've got massive resources in your country, you don't want your own people manufacturing those and benefiting from those. You want to hand them over to 2 or 3 or 10 people, the good old boys, and you want to get them out of this country as fast as you can. I'm telling you right now. Some of the largest crude oil tankers, the 1 million barrel Suezmax. Oh, wonder where that's going. I know where it's going. God, you know, they shipped all of our factories over, you know, with after the so-called derivatives bubble pop, and all the credit lines were gone, and we just had to ship all of our industry. In fact, we paid to ship all of our industry over to China. And now they need the natural resources to run the machine that is the money machine that, you know, us Americans, nationals have been cut out of. There's just a handful that it all belonged to all along. We just didn't know it. See, we didn't know it because we thought this country belonged to all of us, and that it was our property. You know, it was our wealth. Evidently not. Not until we hang some people, I don't think. Some of the largest crude oil tankers, the 1 million barrel Suezmax and 2 million barrel VLCCs, are only able to partially load in the port. They then finish loading in the Gulf of Mexico. Just in practical terms, you got massive resources, and we were the industrial might of the world. I mean, to think about what's happened here. They've removed the manufacturing capacity, and now they're shipping the raw materials out of your country. Wake up, people, before it's too late, before you're sitting here with a pile of worthless paper called fiat dollars, just like the Indians ended up with a pile of beads, glass beads for a continent. The additional money comes on top of $13 million that was approved in the Trump administration's fiscal year 2019 budget for the Corps. Oh, yeah. You think Trump ain't getting his big cut out of the resources, your resources that are being shipped out of this country, unmanufactured? I mean, this is a no-brainer. The people that, the average person that lived in this country, you know, 100 years ago, even 70 years ago, 60 years ago, they wouldn't even have tried this. They would have said the people aren't that goddamn stupid. But hey, I guess we are at this point in the bargain. Well, at least 25% of us is. And that's all that really counts. As long as you got that consent, you can just go ahead and give our oil away to a handful of internationalists so that they can have all the wealth of the nation. I mean, it's all perfectly legal, don't you know? The additional money comes on top of $13 million. And as evidence of our positive working relationship with the Army Corps of Engineers, this is the government going and doing it for, this is for private industry. This is for the son of a bitch is stealing our resources. You're going to send the Army Corps of Engineers on the people's buck to go dig deeper channels so they can get our wealth out of this country faster. And this is a good thing for you and me. Their 2018 work plan further moves our most important critical infrastructure project to fruition and will ultimately increase exports of American energy to our allies and trading partners around the world. I mean, like I said, if it was just a big exercise, like countries like over in the Middle East, Yemen, and these places, you know, you see the YouTube videos, these people just go and tear up brand new cars. I mean, there's so much goddamn money over there that their people actually get a little bit of it. But, I mean, what they have done is they've increased the taking of our resources, I mean, like double, triple fold, and we are getting less and less, and we're going poorer and poorer, and they want what's in your goddamn pot. They want $3.25 a gallon for gas down at the gas station. That's your share. I mean, people, this is so outrageous. And you know, this is why it burns my ass when people come up and start talking about learning curves. Really? Really? I don't think so. Plan further moves our most important critical infrastructure project to fruition will ultimately increase exports of American energy in raw materials to our allies and trading partners. You know, China, you know, India, you know, the people who are taking our goddamn country out right in front of us. Said the port's CEO, that's what you want to do. You want to give the means of manufacturing your raw materials over to another. I mean, this is what we've done. What am I missing something here? Because I'm not. The channel deepening and widening project has been delayed for years. And when complete, will widen and deepen most of the channel to 350 feet wide and 54 feet deep. Get it out of here quick as you can. And I mean, the thing is, they reported this is a good thing. Your Army Corps of Engineers is going to aid in the rape of your country, the rape of your resources, the theft of your heritage, the theft of your inheritance. Farmers' home raided, guns confiscated after trying to comply with California gun law control. Gun control, you go and comply with this shit, you deserve everything this guy got. This guy deserves it. If you ain't willing to fight for them rights, you don't deserve to have them. You deserve to get what this dumbass got. And this is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Shalom. For discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Farmer Jeffrey Scott Kirchensman, man, what a name, tried to register an AR-15 with the state per California's latest assault weapons, in quotation marks, ban requirements, and ended up having his home raided, firearms confiscated, and faces 12 felony counts. Oh, man, that there goes all your property, everything, man. Good thing you went along with your good old boys, huh? Good thing you went along with the communists, huh? Good thing you didn't fight them. You're safe, man. You'll be safe in that jail cell. Kirchman was trying to comply with the June 30 of 2018 deadline to register all assault weapons. I mean, that's just blatant infringement without authority. It is usurpation. It is sedition against the Bill of Rights. But man, he was trying to do the right thing and suck the communist ass and acquiesce his weapons of him. He don't need them. He should have sold them. This is the kind of person that does not need to have guns. If you're the kind of person going to hand them over to the goddamn communists, don't even bother. Sell them to a patriot. Cheap. At least you get something for them. In the state and became snared by a flurry of laws instituted by California Democrats. It's the Democrats. No, it's Republicans. Well, the Republicans are the one bringing the invasive army, and this, the Democrats are taking your guns. I mean, shit, six of one, half dozen of another. California Democrats over the past few years, KGET reports that Kirchman, tried to register a firearm online and that firearm allegedly turned out to be illegally modified in light of recent laws. You know, they just keep writing it down on a piece of paper and it just becomes your rule that you will obey the law that you are under, the rule that you are under, in spite and in defiance of the Bill of Rights. In light of recent laws, as a result, his home, you know, the bottom line here is we've talked about, you know, the Bill of Rights and the fact that it is binding on the states. And, you know, the states ratified the Bill of Rights before it was attached to the Constitution. So I don't want to hear no goddamn more of these arguments about, well, it really ain't to the, yeah, it's absolute to the states. That's the absolute law on every square inch of property here in these United States, period. And it goes for the states. And right now, the state of California is in a state of insurrection against the second article to the Bill of Rights, straight up and open and in your face. And boy, that federal, you know, that federal government that you, that your founders, you know, them good old boys, Georgie Washington, Tommy Jefferson, you know, them good old aristocrats put in place. You know, they put that there so no one could ever take them rights away from you. You know, if this was, we were running under the system we were sold, it would be a complaint comes out of California from this fella here saying they come and took my goddamn guns. They just come and confiscated my guns. And it would go straight to the Congress. And the Congress would say, you can't take the goddamn guns. It's a federal law. It's written right here. It's called the Bill of Rights. It is indeed the second article to the First Amendment to our Constitution. And then we're going to have to raise a federal army to go to California and put down this insurrection, because that is what this is. Yeah, I mean, it's blatant. You know, that's what, like I said, this is what infuriates me, this learning curve BS. Let's talk about, well, some people just ain't getting it. Yeah, I guess this guy didn't get it. I bet he got it now, huh? I bet you he might even start looking for places like the trenches to tell him how in the hell all this happened. Like you shouldn't have already been looking like you should. If you don't already, come on, people. Let's see what they got here. As a result, his home in Northwest Bakersfield was raided, and a dozen guns, 230 rounds of ammunition, and two silencers were seized by the gun confiscation team, the California gun confiscation team. That's who came and took him, because they're there to confiscate guns. And without due process, not even, I mean, you can't even take him with due process. I mean, son of a bitch. You used to go to prison. When you get out of prison, they handed your damn guns back when you went out the door. That was, I mean, everybody understood it for, what, About 195 years, 190 years, everybody, or 180 years, everybody understood it crystal clear. You couldn't touch the goddamn guns. It was a violation of the law to even talk about it. And all of a sudden, it just, oh man, they passed that 1930 Gun Control Act. Ooh, man, ooh, they got it with them. How in the hell did they do that? That is an impossibility. It can't exist. They never had the authority. Well, it's like that 14th Amendment. Never had the authority for that, but they did it, didn't they? With an act. You know, an act where they seize power not granted by the people. And then at the next election, all the idiots go out and they vote. And then they give consent for the governors, the people who will govern your lives when you're supposed to be self-governing. Kischerman was arraigned on 12 charges at the state level and released on $150,000 bond. Boy, man, that's, well, I mean, hey, that's all right. This is what the guy, I mean, if you go and you cooperate with these people, I mean, it's come down to the point you're either going to hand them over or you're going to shoot it out with them. That's all there is to it. Either they're going to take your guns or they're not going to take your guns. It's that freaking simple. Believe me. The NRA/ILA observes many gun owners are already reluctant to comply with registration laws. This is the NRA talking here. As such, schemes are quite accurately viewed as means to facilitate firearms confiscation. Moreover, Kischerman isn't alone in his alleged failure to conform to Sacramento's mandates. As history shows, when faced with California's increasingly onerous and Byzantine gun laws, many decent folks have unwittingly broke the law, ignored new restrictions, or opted for civil disobedience. You shoot them. If they come for your guns, once they got the guns, try civil disobedience after you don't have a gun. Try it and see what happens. Oh, that's right. They take you to the ditch and they put a bullet in your head. Civil disobedience, you won't even speak to one another about it. KGET quoted retired Kern County Sheriff's Office Commander Joe Pilkington, God almighty, saying, just in the last few years, there have been lots of changes in gun laws. Making an effort, a good faith effort, to comply with these really complicated laws should not, I mean, they're talking about the complicated infringements. This is how bad it's got, people. This is how bad it's got. This is the level of infringements on something that could have no infringements. Not none. Zero. This is how bad it's gotten. Should count for something. I mean, he tried. Maybe we could just fine him $50,000 and take his guns and, man, we'll call it. Because he tried. He tried to suck the communist ass and comply to communism. He tried to give up his damn right. But, man, they wanted more. KGET quoted retired. Okay, we did that. Gun laws, making an effort in good faith effort to comply with these really complicated laws should count for something. Pinkleton noted that Kischerman, God almighty, these names, experience is a reminder that state residents who have questions about registering their guns ought to go to an FFL instead of California Department of Justice website. Come in, we're gonna, the NRA, they could put together a program to better inform you of what the infringements are so you can comply with the rape of your right more efficiently so that you don't get into more trouble with the communists. This is a NRA for you. Onward with it. Frustrated AMA adopts sweeping policies to cut gun violence. So you got a group of, now the doctors, they're going to come down, this group of people think they're going to come around and, well, we've decided that we're going to just further, we're just going to take that second article away from you. Boom! When are the people just going to start slapping these bastards down? We outnumber them 10,000 to 1. You know how cowardly this looks? I got some pencil neck frickin' doctor thinks he's going to step up and remove my second article? I'll bitch slap him down to the sidewalk and stomp him. With frustration mounting over lawmakers' inaction on gun control. Boy, if they're frustrated, you're going to be dead's what you're going to be. They talk about, you know, all the lives lost. Man, you're about to see some lives lost on a scale this goddamn planet's never seen. You dirty bastards. Every one of you will hang. With frustration mounting over lawmakers' inaction on gun control, the American Medical Association on Tuesday pressed for a ban on assault weapons. We got together. We're a group of doctors. We're clique. we're a collective, you know, a commie collective, and we're going to push to have your, you son of a bitch, you can't touch my second article. I got the right, if you try it, to blow your fucking head off your shoulders. Got it? Doctor? I mean, these people set themselves above, I mean, this is what I'm talking about, the socialism, the social classes. You know, communism, oh, that equality of, you know, every, to each his own and to each his ability and each, to, you know, all this bullshit. Horseshit. Look at it everywhere it's ever been. Class. Working class. Political class. Ruling class. Class. Whether you have food on your table depends on what class you're in communism. These are a bunch of communists. American Medical Association on Tuesday passed. Okay. Pressed for a ban on assault weapons and came out against arming teachers as a way to fight what it calls a public health crisis. You're going to see a public health crisis. You're all going to die of lead poisoning. All the doctors are going to die of lead poisoning. Just go along with this shit. You think that you're in, they think that they can't be touched. I mean, I got another article up here talking about all the extra money we're paying to protect the dirty thieving, treasonous goddamn congressmen and shit. Because they're afraid people, I mean, you know, it's like when they cut you, during, even the Civil War, when you had that dirty son of a bitch and traitor Lincoln in the office, you know that, any person could walk into the White House, just walk in there and visit. They are so god. Why would you be so scared? You know, it's like them wanting to disarm you. If your people love their government and their government was just, well, God was doing them so good and making them so happy, man, them guns would actually protect that government, wouldn't they? But when the government turns and it becomes a tyrannical force over the people, then there, I mean, I think it was Jefferson said, when the government fears the people, you have freedom. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. And that's what you have right now. Tyranny. You're living it.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
I believe it was the second or the third movie of The Hunger Games, President Snow laid it out plain and clear. The people provide us, in other words, everybody in that area, which is basically like Washington, D.C., provide us with the things we need. We provide you, in other words, all the people working in the mines, living in rags, killing squirrels and rats to eat, literally. We provide you with security.
Uh-huh.
And that was it.
That's it. You understand it, man. I mean, it was...
He laid it right out. That's what time it is. You give us what we need, which is everything,
uh-huh.
And we provide you with security.
The security.
And when they have all their little get-togethers in the town square, and the only way you could talk is to raise your hand. Mm-hmm. You can't speak. If you speak, they'll come and drag you out of the crowd, put you on the stage like they did that one old black guy, and they put a bullet in his head.
Yeah, well.
Because he actually opened his mouth.
Well, you know, that it must be what people want, because they keep going down and they keep consenting to this rule. They keep going down and signing those ballots. They keep going down and registering to vote, you know, registering for the consent rolls. And they keep consenting to this. They obviously want it to continue. And it is. You know, it gets worse every day, and everybody can see it getting worse every day. So evidently they want it to get worse. They want it to get so goddamn bad, because they have their little hidey holes in their comfort spots where they can go for 2 or 3 hours and shiver and shake, but then nobody can get them. And they're warm, and they got that beer, and there's a TV, and that's all they need, man. That's all they need. They don't need freedom and liberty. That's scary shit. At its annual policymaking meeting, the nation's largest physicians group bowed to unprecedented demands from doctor members to take a stronger stand on gun violence, a problem the organization says is as menacing as a lethal infectious disease. I'll tell you what kills more people on this goddamn planet than anything's doctors. They kill more. I mean, they slaughter the people in the pharmaceutical companies. I mean, the billions, probably a trillion by now or more, that have been put towards curing cancer. You really think that they couldn't cure cancer with that kind of resource put to it? really, you don't think they have the cure, have had it all along? You're talking, and it's like, you know, the legalization of the marijuana, man, that was a hell of a thing for them. Because you, the whole, this whole drug war, 90% of the billions they were spending were flying around busting marijuana crops. And that was their careers. That was what put their kids through college. That's what, you know, built their pensions. That's what provided their medical care. It's a goddamn industry. Everything in this country, you know, when it comes down to it, this was supposed to be a country of individuals, but it's a country of industries. That's all in the hell it is. And with the industries, it become cliques and collectives, and with collective power that trumps the power of the individual through the removal of the Bill of Rights and the common law courts. This is why we have to fight. And there is no learning curve here. Anybody that wants to come up and argue that what I just said is an absolute fact, do it. They won't do it. Nobody will argue. If they do argue, they'll agree with you. They'll agree with you right down the goddamn line. And then as soon as you're done, and they'll go right back to what they were doing. Because in truth, they do understand. The action comes against a backdrop of recurrent school shootings, everyday street violence in the nation's inner cities, and rising U.S. suicide rates. F you, F you, F you. We determined back in 1775 that these rights were, we'll die for them. They are above life. You gladly sacrifice your life to maintain these goddamn rights, unless you're a coward. Then you just try to go along with the man and see where that gets you. You know, if you just go along with them, and you know, you go and you register all your guns for the confiscation, and you do everything they tell you, then everything's gonna be It ain't gonna be okay. Because it's all headed down a slippery slope, and at the end, you can't even have a spoon. You're going to be like you're incarcerated. You know, you can use the spoon to eat, but you got to turn it back in. The government's got to hold your spoon. It's a dangerous implement, don't you know? We're down at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1237 Pacific Time. That was Audio Slave with Bring Him Back Alive, Not. We were talking about frustrated American Medical Association. They're this another collective group of communists. I think they're going to remove our second article right. And it's time that we start removing the AMA. AMA delegates voted to adopt several and nearly a dozen gun-related proposals presented by doctor groups that are part of the AMA's membership. They agreed to support any bans on the purchase of or possession of guns and ammunition by people under 21 without authority, and you are a traitor. This is treason. Treason in its purest, raw form, right in your face. Back laws that would require licensing and safety courses for gun owners. You can't require shit out of me to exercise a right. Government, and you are a part of the government. The doctors have become a part of the damn government, and everybody knows it. The communist doctors have become a part of the communist government. Gun owners and registration of all firearms for confiscation of all firearms. Man, you need to get with it. You need to do this, doctor. You need to come and take these goddamn guns away, doctor. You'll need a goddamn doctor. Press for legislation that would allow relatives or suicidal people or those who have threatened imminent violence to seek court-ordered removal of guns from the home. Well, due process law, you done nothing. This is pre-crime. They made movies about it some years back, so you get the idea planted in your mind, you know, that someday they're going to just get you for pre-crime for what you might do. And boy, we're there. Encourage better training for physicians in how to recognize patients at risk of suicide. You better, I won't say nothing there. Push to eliminate loopholes and laws preventing the purchase or possession of guns by people found guilty of domestic violence, including expanding such measures to cover convicted stalkers. Add another one to the list. You know you're a convicted felon. It's a felony to drive on a suspended license. For a bureaucracy that can't exist, full of unelected bureaucrats, can remove your second article right without no due process of the law, just because they wrote it down on a piece of paper. It ain't even the lying sons of bitches who claim to represent you that are writing it down on a piece of paper. It's unelected sons of bitches writing it down on a piece of paper. And, well, everybody knows that they can make the laws because they're the legislators, don't you know? Many AMA members are gun owners or supporters. Oh, yes, I'm just like every goddamn, every gun-grabbing Democrat that comes up on your TV. Oh, I've had guns all my life, and I think guns are great. I just think we should take them all away. That's all. Yep, have a nice day. Including a doctor from Montana who told delegates of learning to shoot at a firing range in the basement of her middle school as a part of gym class. But support for banning assault weapons was overwhelming with the measure adopted in a 446-99 vote. So basically about 550 people here, they've decided that they're going to take my guns away. I could take care of every one of these son of a bitches by myself if there wasn't nobody in my way. There's a place to start, and it should be And it should be it. Dr. Jim Hinsdell, a San Jose, Californian trauma surgeon, said before the vote, "You mean a trauma communist? He's a communist." Gun violence is not a new issue for the AMA. It has supported past efforts to ban assault weapons, declared gun violence a public health crisis, background checks, treason, 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 hang 'em, hang 'em, hang 'em. Waiting periods and better funding for mental health services, and press for more research on gun violence preventions. You're going to keep it up. You're going to see the ultimate in gun violence, you sons of bitches. Dr. David Barb, whose one-year term as AMA president ended Tuesday, called the number of related measures on this year's agenda extraordinary and said recent violence, including the Parkland, Florida school false flag and the Las Vegas false flag, spurred a new sense of urgency while Congress fails to act. Do it! Man, I want you doctors. You need to suit up. Get out there and get your badasses out there and start taking people's guns away from them. It has been frustrating that we have seen so little action from either state or federal legislators. I know, I agree with you. What a bunch of pussies, huh? He said, the most important audience for our message right now is our legislators, and second most important is the public, because sometimes it requires public pressure on legislators, but you can work within your 25%. Everybody else out here wants to kill you. While it is no longer viewed as the unified voice of American medicine, the AMA has more clout with politicians and the public than other doctor groups. It counted more than 243,000 members. So 243,000 out of 340 million. These little slime bag treasonous communist bitches think that they got some say over the rest of us. They're significant and we ain't. I think they're about to find out who's significant and who ain't. Members in 2017 up slightly for the seventh straight year, but it represents less than one quarter of the nation's million plus physicians. Well, we ain't going to sort you out. You start this shit. Everybody wearing a doctor's monocle gets blasted. How about that? Just like you wanting to sort the Jews out from the Zionists. They ain't going to do it. You better sort yourselves out and you better do it quick. The National Rifle Association didn't immediately respond to email and phone requests for comment on the doctor's votes, because a lot of doctors in the NRA, too, because it's a good old boy organization. We get to keep ours, right? Don't what the hell? I can see his face. AMA members cited U.S. government data showing almost 40,000 deaths by guns in 2016. You want to show the deaths by botched operations, by infections in the goddamn hospitals? You want to show those up against those statistics? You want to see what's more deadly, a doctor or a gun? Because I already know which one's more deadly. Including suicides and nearly 111,000 gun injuries, both have been rising in recent years. Well, you keep pumping MS-13 gang members in here, goddamn drug cartels. Yeah, there's going to be more people getting shot. I can feel it. By comparison, U.S. deaths from diabetes in 2016 totaled almost 80,000. Alzheimer's, 111,000. Lung disease, 155,000. The leaders are heart disease, was 634,000 in 2016, and cancer. And you know what? The doctors killed more in any one of these categories. They are some incompetent killing sons of bitches. They're worried more about lawyers than they are about clean working instruments, and that's a fact. Now, here comes the reality of it, people. Politicians fear for safety as threats against Congress skyrocket, from New York Post, sent in by Joe STP. Like I said, if it was a government of, for, and by the people, doing right by the people, they'd want us to have guns. If your peoples love you, if you're a good king and the peoples love you, you don't have to worry about them trying to kill you all the time, do you? If you're starting to worry about them trying to kill you all the time, maybe I'll wonder why. You may be saying, wonder why the people want to kill me when I'm such a great congressman and I'm doing such good things for all those people out there. Why do they want to kill me? Representative Barry Loudermilk of Georgia bought body armor. Representative Greg Harper hired armed security guards for events back home in Mississippi. And Representative Dan Dovana. Fortified his Brooklyn and Staten Island offices with security cameras and buzzer systems. See, it's getting bad, people. And for this, before this whole thing's going to go down, this is just like the first things you're really seeing where it's really just coming out and it's getting ugly. But before this, further any guns are going off, like I said, there are going to be people beating the voters, these goddamn voters who have done this. We're going to be beating them down in the streets. You're going to be, you son of a bitch. You're giving consent to the removal of my Bill of Rights. Boom. That's what I got for you. How do you like it, you dirty treasonous bastard? I give you a rope, but we ain't got no courts yet. We'll get around to it. This is the new normal for members of Congress 1 year after the horrific congressional baseball shooting that almost took the life of Representative Steve Scalise and former Hill staffer Matt Mica. Members are keenly aware that serving in public office has put a target on their backs. Why? Why would the people want to kill you? And I know they're going to say, you know, it's just a communist against a, it's against the communist faction against the Trumpers, and it's that's the only animosity out there. But between you, you make up 25%. You bet. They know. We've talked about it before. They know the numbers on the streets. They know that 75% of the population want to string their asses up. And that's why you're going to see heightened security that you're going to pay for. We'll work the people's harder. We'll take more of their money. And then we'll squeeze tighter. That's always the downfall of the tyrant. You know, that squeeze, you're starting to break the grass, and they squeeze harder, and pretty soon it's going out between the... And next thing you know, that son of a bitch is hanging upside down like Mussolini and his wife. Dead bodies getting beat by people. The true reality is if somebody wanted to do me harm, they could probably do that with relative ease. And that said Representative Chuck Fleshman, Republican Tennessee, a New York City native, the threats against them have skyrocketed. I mean, people got to quit threatening. That's what's got to happen. No more threats. In 2016, there were 902 threatening incidents and communications against members of Congress. By 2017, the report had more than doubled to more than 2,000, according to the House Sergeant at Arms office. And a lot of these are the Soros communist agents and what might have you, you know, because they're going to build a false narrative to cover up what's really happening in this country. See, it cannot be the bulk of the people rising up outside of both of these political parties to say no. No more. You ain't going to do it. We outnumber you. We're heavily gunned up, and you're not going to do this anymore. It's stopping. It's stopping, and we're stopping it. We're not looking for somebody else to stop it anymore. We understand. We have to stop it. In response, the House Administration Committee allocated $25,000 to each member in 2017 and again in 2018 to beef up their personal and office security, protect the dirty, the people who are oppressed, to protect the oppressors. You're going to take more, to get out there. I mean, there's people still sweating out there. They're making money. Get more of that money, and you got to put that money toward protecting the people who are, you see what I'm saying? At some point in the ball game, it all breaks down. The people go through the cracks, and it all comes unglued. And we're close. I don't care what nobody says. I know we're close. Because, you know, we've got another article up here by some charlatan. I mean, it's one of these mainstream pricks. But, you know, talking about what we're talking about when we talk about the fact that this whole economy shit is a lie, that we are in a deep depression. We've been in a deep depression for, 20 years now. 20 years in deep depression, and they're out there, again, pissing in our face. And, no, that's rain. No, I can see you. You're pissing. No, that's rain. Okay, I'm going to stay behind the curve. It's dangerous to get out in front of the curve. In response, the House, 25,000, we did that, beef up security. The House Sergeant at Arms got an additional $5 million to improve office security for district offices. Congress also increased funding for Capitol Police to $29.2 million. Them's the ones that killed Marion Curie. You know, the ones that shot the woman with their baby in the backseat. Boom, boom, boom. That's the real hardcore Gestapo there in Washington, D.C. In 2017 and another $29.9 million in 2018, in recognition of the danger level, the Federal Elections Commission also ruled in July that lawmakers can also use campaign funds, typically spent on TV ads and mailers, to install security systems because everybody's, you know, this voting thing's coming apart. Don't waste your money on the frickin' ads, buddy. Get you some goddamn guns out in front of you. These people have figured it out. You ain't gonna turn this around with some Hollywood bozo on the TV telling them it's the right thing, dude. Go out and vote. You can change the world with your vote. Ads to install security systems in their homes. And you know, we'll end up paying for that. We'll end up for fortified homes for every one of these criminal son of a bitches inflicting tyranny on us. We'll pay for the thugs to back their play. And we'll have to deal with them. I mean, we'll pay for the bullets being shot at us in the end, and I think we know that. We've already paid for the bullets they plan to put in the back of our heads before we flop over in the ditch. Harper, the chairman of the House Administration Committee that authorized security spending, said the shooting made clear that Congress needed to do more. What we would never want to have happen is for an incident to occur and anybody, a member, a visitor or staffer, you know, a significant person, to say, "You didn't give us what we needed to protect ourselves," Harper said. Some members report feeling safer, but there are still barriers. Unchanged is that only the select members of leadership, 5 people out of 435 House members, are assigned security, including Scalise, whose heroic police officers fended off the baseball shooter last year, the commie. And members of Congress aren't allowed to carry around their licensed concealed guns while in Washington. You know that second article? You know that bastion of freedom, our military force that's going to make sure that those rights are always respected and the people are always free. They're in Washington, taking away one option to defend themselves. "I'm trained at what I do and how I do it with a weapon," said Representative Mike Bishop, Republican Michigan, who backs concealed carry reciprocity legislation. "If I had the ability to carry, I would feel safer." Well, who in the hell wouldn't? Maybe if you weren't fucking the people, you wouldn't have to be afraid of somebody trying to kill you. Bishop said the defenselessness became crystal clear when I hit the ground that day on the baseball field and realized that I had absolutely nothing to defend myself with. "This is what you want to do to us, ain't it? And we want to take all our guns away, don't ya?" "Yeah, that's it. But you're not gonna." You know why? Because you're cowards. "Myself with a defend myself with against someone who had a weapon that he was double tapping on. Bap, bap." The 2011 shooting of Representative Gabby Giffords in Arizona demonstrated the risks of public service, but the need for widespread security improvements were punctuated with the 2017 targeted attack on the Republican baseball team. You know, I was thinking about this when I was reading this. What the hell are we doing paying these son of a bitches to play baseball? Yeah, did think of the money, people. I mean, I guarantee you that this is costing us some big butts because we sent them to Washington, D.C. to play fucking baseball, you know, or golf. You know, while they just come in and take their bribes and, you know, make a few phone calls, sign, write down some treason on a piece of paper and sign it, and we're done deal. That's their job. Now they can go play baseball. On the morning of June 14, 2017, liberal activist James Hodgkinson opened fire at the Alexandria, Virginia practice field. The bullets nearly cost Scalise and Micah their lives. Also injured were Zachary Barth, a congressional aide who was shot, Representative Roger Williams, who injured his ankle and sustained shrapnel wounds, and 2 Capitol Police officers, Crystal Griner, I guess it is, and David Bailey. 1 year later, the GOP team will make a triumphant return to the charity baseball game on June 14th at National Park in Washington. But unlike last year, they are practicing in a different and heavily guarded baseball field. So you're paying for a heavily guarded baseball field for these assholes to go play baseball. Is that what they're supposed to? I guess, well, when they're not dodging bullets, they can play baseball. The rest of the time, they're inflicting tyranny on the people, making the people want to, well, shoot bullets at them. "It was good to move from where we were," said one team manager, William Williams, Republican Texas, a former minor league baseball player and coach at the Texas Christian University. We got coaches and everything. I mean, that's what they do in Washington, D.C. They play baseball. "A lot of us, including myself, did not want to go back there," Williams said. "The return to baseball shows the strength of the country and determination of members to move past the terrible event." Horseshit. This is so disgusting. So sickening, people. "Which for those of us who were wounded feels it's like it was yesterday." You know, they're heroes. These would be heroes, wouldn't they? I mean, they got shot. And they are, I mean, they are honored statesmen in our Congress. I mean, these are heroes. I guess you get heroes. Heroes that everybody wants to shoot for some goddamn reason. We're aware. We're not afraid, Williams said. I'm sure you're not. since the, but I'll tell you guys what, if everybody did go out in mass and unregistered to vote, and started removing that consent, they would be shitting themselves. Since the baseball shooting, Loudermilk has been reminded regularly how perilous life is. 3 months after the shooting in September, he got rear-ended off the road, flipping his vehicle several times. About a week after the car crash, a gunman shot at the car he was driving with his wife in the North Georgian Mountains. Then he was on an Amtrak train January 31st with other Republicans heading to West Virginia. You know, it sounds like a mob. You know, when one mob moves into an you've watched the old movies, and one mob moves in and he's taking over the territories of another mob. A lot of killing going on. You think that that's what we could be looking at here in an obtuse kind of way?
Henry.
Hey, what's going on?
Just put up a homestead. Let's go shoot some arrows.
I'm down.
I am too.
I like arrows.
I won't keep it. I just wanted to say, man, whoever wrote that, like you said, I feel like bitch slapping them.
Oh, my God. I like arrows.
Anyway, we're putting it down here, so
cool.
It's going to rain here. I'm trying to move some stuff or it won't get wet. But I'll get off here.
Right on, brother. You betcha. Have a nice day. That was a jalapeno. Since the baseball shooting, Loudermilk has been reminded regularly how we did the thing. He was on the Amtrak train, you know, the one that hit the garbage truck. Do I feel safer? No, said Loudermilk, whose baseball practice clothes still have Micah's blood. What, you didn't have those cleaned? We're paying for it. Threats went up significantly. We have these almost like wanted posters in our district office of people who have made threats against me and my staff. And why people make threats? I mean, I never believed in threats. I mean, if something's going to happen, it's going to happen. And threatening around ain't going to get you nowhere. Yeah, what I've found is people who make threats ain't going to do nothing. They're just going to make threats. Some baseball players are still healing from the physical and emotional injuries from the trauma. They look to the remarkable recovery of Scalise and Micah as an example of fortitude. I love that. Enshrining these dirty dogs. Mike, a former Adrian college basketball and football player, they're all there for the sports. That's what you go to Washington, D.C. for, to play sports. And volunteered to help out the GOP congressional team practice for about a decade. The bullet wounds left him down and bleeding out on the practice field. A year later, his body is scarred, but he's back to the baseball field in high spirits and throwing balls in practice. Jeez, goddamn. Wait a minute. We got it here somewhere. Well, we can. We are out of time. I was going to hit that Star Spangled Banner thing and see if anybody stood up. Anyways, guys, we have hit the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, you know, I don't know what to tell these. I mean, write them a letter and tell them, you know, quit fucking the people. Quit being an insurrectionist in your country. And maybe people won't hate you enough to want to kill you anymore. Maybe you should try to figure out the why of it. And that is The Word from the Trenches.